innovative approaches to breast reconstruction using combined and esoteric flap procedures. Any patient seeking breast reconstruction is a candidate for the use of their own body tissue, also called autologous breast reconstruction. These procedures, which use the patient's own living skin and fat to naturally reconstruct their breasts after mastectomy, should be offered to any patient undergoing mastectomy. Many women are told that they are too thin or too challenging to be candidates for autologous breast reconstruction. This is almost never the case. However, very thin patients or patients who have had multiple operations like liposuction at the potential donor sites may be very challenging. In these patients, more sophisticated or esoteric autologous tissue reconstruction options may be necessary. The most common area from which extra skin and fat is harvested to make new breasts in microsurgical breast reconstruction is the abdomen. But if the abdomen is not available, there are many other areas from which tissue can be harvested. Anywhere that the patient has extra skin and fat to donate can be considered as a potential donor site. These areas include the upper and lower buttock, the inner and posterior thigh, the hip, and the back area. In some cases, one donor area may not be enough to reconstruct the breast or breasts, and it may be necessary to use living tissue from multiple donor areas. These operations are called combination flaps or four-flap procedures. These highly sophisticated operations are offered by reconstructive microsurgeons who specialize in microsurgical breast reconstruction.